Hi, it's Nicola here. Before we get started with the podcast episode, I have some very exciting news to share. My book, The Career Confidence Toolkit, Take Control of Your Career and Fulfill Your Potential, is now available in both paperback and Kindle format. If you find yourself struggling to answer the question, what is it I want to do when I grow up? Or if you find yourself lying awake at night, reflecting on the day, and thinking there's got to be more to life than this, then the Career Confidence Toolkit is for you. The toolkit will allow you to take control and navigate your career with purpose and with passion. My objective is for you to wake up each morning, excited about the day ahead, and going to work with a spring in your step, knowing that your unique talents are being fully utilised and you're achieving your potential. Now, the toolkit is in the format of a book, but it's not just for you to read and then move on. It is a highly practical guide that will not just teach you how to take ownership of your career, it will also reveal the secrets of finding deep satisfaction in the work that you do. It will take you on a step-by-step journey, full of actionable tips and real-life stories from people who have paved their own paths to career happiness. You'll discover how to build an unshakable confidence in your abilities, and you'll also learn how to embrace the ever-evolving world of work and do so with courage and with resilience. You can find the book on Amazon by searching for Nicola Semple, or if you prefer, you can purchase via my website by going to nicolasemple.com/book. I can't wait to hear what you think of it. Hello and welcome to the Career Confidence Podcast, where we explore how you can build your career with confidence in this ever-changing world. I'm your host, Nicola Semple. I work with professional women to help them achieve their career goals, and I also work with organisations to help them develop and retain their talent. Today I'm talking about working from home and how not to be forgotten when you work from home. So, my first question is, working from home, do you love it or do you hate it? It is most definitely a Marmite topic, with people having strong views one way or the other. I'm sure you've heard the likes of Alan Sugar, James Dyson, even Jacob Rees-Mogg beating their chests and declaring that everybody needs to get back to the office rather than slacking off at home. Their message doesn't seem to be cutting through. So research from an organisation called Finder shows that 38% of people in Britain, or that's 20 million people, work from home at least some of the time. 1 in 4 work from home occasionally, whilst around 1 in 8 work from home all the time. Now, to counterbalance the claims of the get back to the office brigade, there is significant evidence that there is no slacking off when people work from home. Having the flexibility to work either fully remotely or in a hybrid model, with some time at home and some in the office, is having a hugely positive effect on well-being, mental health, happiness, and productivity. The same study by Finder found that 65% of workers said they would be more productive in a home office than a normal office. And 75% said they'd be more productive because of reduced distractions. And 83% of employees feel they don't need an office to be productive. What was particularly interesting to me is that a few weeks ago, a new study conducted by professors at the University of Virginia was published. It's called Has the Rise of Work from Home Reduced the Motherhood Penalty in the Labour Market? And you can Google it and you can read the full details. But what this report has done, or this study has done, it has provided evidence to reinforce what so many of us already knew. The option to work from home helps women with children stay in the labour market. Using pre-pandemic data, the research discovered that 86% of women with a degree and without children were employed, compared with 77% of women who were mothers. It found that for every 10% rise in working from home within a sector, the motherhood gap narrowed by almost 1%. So basically, that means that more mothers were employed in line with more people working from home. The authors said that when women become mothers, they often leave the labour force, and that motherhood accounts for more of the gender gap in labour force participation, especially in highly paid careers. I suspect there's going to be more and more evidence and more research like this emerging over the next few years. As we get settled into the post-COVID landscape, we have to let some time pass so that we can gather meaningful data about the true impact of people working from home. And it'll be in the coming months and years that more of this data emerges and we'll be able to analyse it effectively. However, for all of the positives of working from home and from a hybrid model, there is one topic that rears its head time and time again with my clients, and it's making sure that they are not forgotten when it comes to promotions and pay rises and being given the opportunity to be involved in interesting projects because they are not visible to people in an office day in and day out. So today I want to share some strategies with you that you can use to make sure that while you may not be physically present in an office, that you are most definitely not out of mind of the people who can influence decisions that might be affecting you. So the first thing, and I was about to say it sounds obvious, but actually I'm hearing more and more that it's not obvious for a lot of people. So the first thing I'm going to urge you to do is get on video calls. I'm getting anecdotal evidence that increasingly, more and more people are switching off their camera on team calls. But if you're not physically present in an office, the next best thing is to be physically present on a screen with people. You're going to make a much greater impact with your communication if you're visible and you're present and people can see you and not just hear your contributions. This is particularly important when you're participating in meetings with lots of attendees. Not only is it about being seen, but it's much easier to make a contribution if you're visible. People can read your body language and they can anticipate that you're going to say something, rather than just hearing this voice shouting out, interrupting them from the wilderness. And video is not just about participating in meetings. You can get creative. Share short videos with other team members or other teams in the organisation or your managers to give them an update on how you're progressing with projects. Instead of a boring written status update, could you record a short 2 or 3 minute video? And if you lead a team, this can be a great way to get everybody collaborating, to produce content that can then be shared with the senior leadership team. It raises the profile of the team, the individuals within the team, and it also highlights the great work that you're doing. Another important aspect of remaining visible is to establish consistent communication cycles, and this is the important bit, then stick to them. And by this I mean things like meetings with team members, cross-departmental catch-ups. Not only do you have to schedule these in the diary, but you have to stick with them. When you get busy, the temptation will be to cancel them because, do I really need to do this today? But they are important. Keep in mind that if you were working in the office, you'd likely be having ad hoc conversations with people on a daily basis. You'd naturally find out what was happening in the finance department because you'd bump into a colleague while you were buying a coffee. You'd have a quick chat. You'd update each other on what you're working on as you walk back into the office and back to your desk. When you work from home, these ad hoc but important interactions are lost, which means your broader knowledge of what's going on in the organisation is lost. So you need to formalise how you keep up to date by setting up a regular schedule of meetings and then stick to it. Similarly, you need to schedule regular meetings with your manager. When you work from home, you have to over-communicate to maintain visibility. You can't assume that your manager just knows what you're working on. You need to be explicit. Keep in mind that they may also be working from home as well, and as do all the other people that they manage. So make it easy for your manager to know what's going on with you. Send status updates, schedule one-to-one meetings, anticipate what they might need from you, and make their life as easy as possible. You can also have an open and honest conversation with your manager about any concerns you have about losing visibility because you're working from home. Ask for their help. Tell them that raising your visibility is important to you, and talk to them about how you can help to raise your profile and your team's profile with the leadership. Then the next thing I'd encourage you to do is to share your achievements. Building your personal brand and sharing your achievements is always important, but more so when you're not physically present in an office on a day-to-day basis. You can also raise your profile by amplifying others. Explicitly acknowledge your team for their good work during meetings. Include it in emails and on messaging and on internal chat forums. Not only does a small word of praise go a long way to boost morale, it also shows other stakeholders the great work that your team's doing. And finally, take the opportunity to be physically present with your team and your co-workers when you can. You might have one or two days when you go into the office, or you might just get together for a monthly or a quarterly team day. When the opportunity arises, block out your diary. Make sure you get there. If your team only get together quarterly and you miss one of them, that means it could be 6 months between seeing certain people. I strongly believe that excellent working relationships can be built online. But I also believe that the occasional face-to-face interaction goes a long way to speed up the development of and the depth of relationships that you can build. So to summarise, to make sure that you're not forgotten when you're working from home, get yourself on video so that people can see you, establish consistent communications with team members, stakeholders, and your manager, because over-communication is key when you don't see people in person. Share your achievements and the achievements of your team, and take the opportunity to be physically present with your colleagues when you can. That's all for this week. If you would like to keep in contact, be sure to download my free guide, Back Yourself, your 7-step plan to build confidence and achieve your career goals, by going to nicholassemple.com/backyourself. As well as getting instant access to the guide, I will send you my fortnightly newsletter with career confidence hints and tips. And finally, if you have a friend or colleague who could use some support with remaining visible while they work from home, and they'd benefit from hearing what you've just listened to, please send a link to them. Thanks again for listening, and I'll talk to you again very soon. Bye for now.